This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome to the Full-Time Moms Podcast.
I'm Sarah, a type A mom who is a high school math teacher.
And I'm Grace, a type B mom and kindergarten teacher turned stay-at-home mom.
We do motherhood differently, but we're here to support each other and you. Hey, Grace.
Hello, Sarah, how are you?
Good. I'm just hoping you had a better week than you did last week between the car and the dryer.
Yes. So much better. Oh, honestly, good. Harder to find nays this week.
Oh, that's a good problem to have.
Big turnaround. Yeah, exactly. Big turnaround.
Before we get into yays and nays, though, my brother, he is an avid listener.
Oh, thanks, shout out Garrett. Garrett. Thank you.
And he has been pestering me about needing a laundry detergent update. So what do you have for
us? First of all, we have to start off by saying, I posted this on our Instagram, but there's like this Instagram famous dry cleaner guy who commented on my TikTok, of course, because I'm viral. A laundry influencer, of course. And he offered a couple recommendations, all of which I've tried, and they don't smell good. Like, I'm like, yeah, bro, we get it. They're like all natural, whatever, but they don't smell good. But the next part of his video was him just talking a lot about how the word toxic can just be kind of confusing. Like, none of the stuff that people use in detergent is actually like gonna kill you. But he does talk about how like perfumes and fragrances could be irritating to some people's skin, but none of the products and detergents are. Basically, he said, if you are using detergent correctly, the detergent's washing out. If you're using too much, sure, maybe it sits in your clothes. But he said, if you're using it correctly, then it's washing out and it's not really toxic. And he does say, like, ultimately, it's up to you to decide what's best for you and your family, what you want to use on your clothes. He said, like, he personally would be more worried about products, makeup products that, like, sit on your skin all day kind of a thing. But I just am throwing that out there. It's just something to think about. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But I was like, oh, okay, that's just an interesting take. So throwing that out there, he didn't have any good recommendations, but he did talk about maybe we're all panicking about the word toxic a little too much, maybe. The other thing I have to say is one of my friends heard about this dilemma and she brought over something that I think is the real game changer. It's called Nature's Oil. It's like a fragrance oil and it's literally called Tide Ultra. That is the fragrance of this oil. It smells so good. I could just it all day long.
Don't do that. That might actually so be good. Toxic.
I'm like, I just put a little inside my nose all day. No. but she brought me some wool dryer balls as well. You just put a little bit of that in, throw them in the dryer. So in that case, the detergent that you're using, you could use your clean and free, whatever that smells like bleh, nothing, all you want, and put a little Nature's Oil Tide Ultra on your dryer balls and your clothes would smell amazing. Even Skylar has been like, this oil is the game changer. It smells so good. Now, do I know what's in it? No. Do I care? Not really, because it's going on the dryer balls and the scent just makes my clothes smell good. That's kind of where I got there.
Well, I mean, and it's called Nature's Oil, so it's from nature.
Yeah, right. Exactly. It has to be for sure. But I have decided that my very favorite detergent, if you want it to smell good and be quote unquote non-toxic or whatever you want to call it, is Truly Free. Truly Free wins for me personally. I know other people are going to have their own opinions on this. I like it because I think I prefer a liquid detergent. I don't know why that's a preference for me, but for some reason, liquid just...
It is for me too.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I don't know. For me, that's it. It was up against the other... What's the other brand called? Do you remember, Sarah?
There's been too many to keep track of.
I know. Buff City. And both of them smell amazing. They do. Actually, you know, Buff City, like, by itself probably, yeah, probably smells a little bit better than Truly Free. But, yeah, in the end, the powder wasn't for me. And the fact that you couldn't get on Amazon. I'm sorry. I'm an Amazon girly. I feel like I should be boycotting Amazon for some reason. Not for some reason. I should be supporting small businesses is what I'm saying. But unfortunately, as a very busy lady, the ability to order on Amazon just comes, like, really top priority for me. So... Truly Free wins for me. I did figure out how to get it to smell a little better. And that maybe I've been washing clothes wrong my whole life. But I have an ancient like top loading washer. And so if I start the water and then pour it in and get it all kind of mixed in and then put my clothes in, that works a lot better. And also one of our listeners, thank you very much, sent me a video on how to clean your washer. So I did that as well. And I feel like it's making a difference. So basically, what I'm saying is use Truly Free as your detergent if you don't care about using an oil. Like, basically, I'll do either or. So if I use Truly Free as my detergent, I don't need the oil in the dryer. And if I use my, like, giant Costco clean and free whatever that doesn't smell good, then I do use the oil. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'll probably continue to use my Costco clean and free, whatever it's called. You know, just a regular Costco clear, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. The clear stuff that has nothing in it.
The expensive water.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, yeah, that's the stuff. That's the stuff. But I'll probably continue to use that with the oil. That's kind of where I'm at right now. But, you know, subject to change. Life is, you know, it's a roller coaster. I'm flexible. I just sway in the wind.
And Truly Free, that was the one where, I don't know, like you kind of make it yourself, right?
Yes. Yeah. It has the little packet in there. You shake, shake, shake with some warm water.
Because I almost feel like when you were talking about that the first time that you said that you needed to put in more actually in your washer than what it says for your clothes to smell good. So are you still putting in more than you're supposed to when you use that one? Or
not, like maybe a teeny bit. But now that I've cleaned my washer and I'm doing it correctly, like putting it in with the water before my clothes, I think we're good to use the correct amount. And I do have to say, it really is just crazy that it's interesting that each family is just going to choose what they want to prioritize. I had a friend come over recently and we were talking about this debate and she's like, well, to me, I just don't want laundry detergent that uses plastic. And I'm like, oh, so she has a detergent that she uses because she's trying to like lower her
carbon footprint.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, you go, girl. Like that wasn't on my radar, even though it should be. Hello. I'm trying to save the earth as well. So I was like, oh.
Isn't part of Truly Free, though, like you're using a reusable thing, right? Because then you just buy like the packets to keep making it.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I mean, it is plastic, but yeah.
But
yeah,
you'd only have one plastic, and then you keep reusing
instead
it.
Instead of throwing, I see. Yeah, yeah. No, that hadn't occurred to me, but yeah, I could see that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm sure you're right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's where we're at for now.
In my mind, like, all liquid laundry detergent comes in plastic.
Yeah, I think she uses a powder probably that comes in like
cardboard.
So the next thing is definitely going to be dishes because I try to use like quote unquote non-toxic dishwashing stuff and it just doesn't work as well as the like green slime, blue slime, whatever. So
haven't looked into it, but that just makes me wonder if Truly Free also makes a dishwasher detergent. I would guess that they probably do, you know?
Yeah, well, then you get into the whole, you know, some people comment on the Truly Free and they're like, I don't feel like my clothes get as clean as that. So it's like, oh, well, I'm not like inspecting every article of clothing.
Yeah, but it's like when you throw in a knife that cut chicken, you want that clean.
Right, right, right. No, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you know, just trying to keep things clean over here.
Well, I'm excited to see what you go viral for next.
Oh my gosh, I haven't even posted anything. It's so funny. You know what? People are still, I'm still getting comments on that video now, months later, of people being like, let us know, girly. What's the update, girly? And I haven't posted one.
Listen to the podcast. I'm just full-time mom.
Honestly, I should, that's what I should say. I should respond. That's what I should say.
Full-time moms episode. I don't know what number the first whatever one was, but.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I do need to get on that because I'm slacking on my Instagram influencer, or TikTok influencer duties.
Well, you're a busy gal. You can't do it all, so.
I am. I'm a tired gal.
I think we also need a screen detox update too. How's that been good going?
Yeah, let's keep asking me for updates. Me. I want to talk. No, this detox is going amazing. And I should clarify, I don't know if this is very clear. This is a detox for my child. Like, I should be clear that I put him to bed and then, like, still scroll on my phone and watch shows. Like, this is... I mean, yes, I did mention that, like, it's helped us during the day, like, cut down on our screen time. But I am not like, oh, no screens for me, even though, like, that'd probably be great for my sleep and stuff. But it's going great. It's going so great. The craziest thing is, like, one of the main reasons that I've been putting it off is that I was just like, I cannot tolerate Graham incessantly asking me to watch a show. Like, I just, that's so tiring to just all day. Can I watch a show? Like, it's just like, oh my gosh, to say no to that 4,000 times just felt daunting. And craziest thing happened after like day, I don't know, 3 or 4, hasn't asked me, hasn't crossed his mind. I swear he hasn't even thought about it. Like, it has not crossed his mind. No, it's so nice. Like, it's so nice. So it took him a minute because obviously he's in the habit of watching it, you know, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just really fun. Like, I think I kind of noticed it yesterday. I was like, yeah, we just went all day without watching TV and he hasn't said a word about it. Like, he's having the best time. And I will say, my other main concern was, I, as mentioned, a main quality of mine is that I'm just a sleepy girly and I take a nap every day. So that was the main time in which he would be watching screens, is that I'd put the baby down for his long, you know, like 2 hour nap, and I would sleep on the couch while Graham watched a show. Like, that was just what was working out for our family. And when I decided to do no screens, I was like mourning the loss of my nap. I was like, how am I gonna make it through the day? Which I know in and of itself is a problem. Like, yeah, I need to get my hormones checked. But anyway, so for a few days there, I just didn't take my nap, and I'd be reading books to Graham and be literally falling asleep. Like, I would fall asleep in the middle of reading him a book, and I was like, okay, we got to figure something else out here. Like, I need some rest. And so one day, a couple days ago, I decided to bring him into bed with me and turn on a podcast for him. And amazing, amazing. He was obsessed with the podcast. I slept not for as long as I usually, like, as I previously did. I think I slept for about an hour. And then he was like, hey, mom, do you want to go outside? And I was like, oh, what? Oh, sure. So he didn't sleep at all. He refuses to. I should say that. I know I have lots of friends out there with 4-year-olds that still nap. Mine doesn't, including Sarah's. Congratulations, Sarah. Yes.
Mine's a big napper.
Big napper. I mean, she's like me. She's, I relate.
Well, hopefully she grows out of it.
Rude. There is nothing wrong with napping. I hope everybody takes the rest that they need and deserve. Anyway.
Yeah, but I can't have my high schooler, like, sleeping through fourth period every day.
Yeah. No, she'll grow out of it. But then she'll grow back into it, maybe. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. So all that to say, we've been doing that every day. Every day I put the baby down. He gets into bed with me, listens to his podcast. Doesn't fall asleep, doesn't even act tired. I wish I had that kind of energy, but it is like a very good little rest time for everybody. I was gonna say my whole family, but like, sorry, my husband's working. For all of us at home. And then it's like, okay, it's 3 o'clock, let's go play, let's blah blah blah, like, let's get this show on the road again. We all had a great rest and we're ready to conquer the world again. So yeah, podcast replacing TV. Booyah, baby. I hit the jackpot. So we're feeling good is the update.
Awesome. I will say you inspired me a little bit when you were talking about that. I think it was like 2 weeks ago now. And we're not doing like a full-blown screen detox over here. But I definitely feel like we've been doing less TV. And I feel like I haven't really noticed any like changes in – behavior necessarily, but I just feel better as a mom when we're watching less.
Yeah, great. And it does probably help a little bit that your 4-year-old maybe doesn't have as many behavior issues as mine. So maybe it's, yeah, the differences might be different.
Kids are different, yeah.
Kids are different, as it turns out.
Yeah.
What do you know? Isn't it crazy?
Oh, man.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So, Grace, are yes. we ready for yays and nays?
Of course. Let's do it.
All right. Do you want to start us off?
Yes, I had, as mentioned, a great week. I have a long list of yays. I'll just kind of rattle them off here. We, like, as you can assume, we record our episodes a little bit in advance. And today we're actually recording on Mother's Day. So happy late Mother's Day. But I had the perfect Mother's Day. And I do have to say it's because I am very specific in what I ask for. I am not someone that's like, oh, let's just see what happens, because I will be disappointed. Not that my husband's not amazing. It's just he needs to know exactly what I'm thinking and what I want for that to happen. I
communicate your expectations.
Exactly right. I am not gonna sit around and then like be sad. So he knew exactly what I wanted. He executed everything. And I don't know if you've heard, tell me how you feel about this, Sarah. Have you heard the, I don't know, joke or whatever you want to call it, that's like, all I want for Mother's Day is to be the dad? Like, have you heard this?
Yes, I have heard this. Yes.
And again, you and I have very involved husbands, and like, they're amazing and they are so hardworking. And at the same time, I think just because of my personality, I find myself just kind of like taking charge. Like, we're getting in the car. All right, I'll light up the diaper bag. I'll pick out their outfits. Even though like he is very, you know, he'll get a stroller and he'll be like, do you have blah, 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 whatever. But like, I just am kind of heading it up. And
he can and will do all of those things if you're not there for whatever reason.
Of course. Right. Absolutely. And yeah, just in general, like I try to like take a step back sometimes, but I just am like, I don't know. I'm just the person running the show a little bit, not in a good or bad way. But I do kind of agree with that sentiment. It's like, yeah, I want to be the dad. I want to hang out with my kids, but not have all the responsibility on me, kind of a thing. So
yeah, I feel like when I heard that, it just made me think of like, oh, just not being the go-to parent or something
right,
like that.
Right, exactly. The default.
I feel like, you know, Shay is just fine with Colin all day on the days that I work, but if I'm home, she wants me.
Right.
Period.
Right,
end
right,
of
right.
story for everything.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I was very clear about that. I was like, you know, and there's tons of moms that are like, oh, I check into a hotel for the night and I stay away from the kids, and then in the morning I do brunch with them and blah blah blah. Like, you know, every mom, and also I think it's just going to depend on the year. Like this year I was like, I want to be with them, but Skylar took them out of the house for 3 hours while I took a nap. Oh my gosh. I think that's my main yay. That 3-hour nap, you guys know. Oh my gosh.
You'll be set for the week.
Yeah, I'm set for the week. But without having to like keep an ear out for the baby or worry about anything.
Yeah, you're
like,
able
the
to
house
actually, like,
was
sleep
empty.
Soundly.
Oh. 100%. I woke up in a new dimension. I was like, oh, where am I? It was so nice. It was so, so nice. So yeah, all that to say, and we can come back to Mother's Day if we want to, but it was just perfect. Like, it was just perfectly executed. I got to go to Costco. I got to have a picnic in the mountains. And every year, Skylar records Graham answering questions about me, and got to see that again. Cute. This year. And yeah, you know, it was just everything I got yeah, got my breakfast. I got everything I needed, everything I wanted. So that was great. We also did a midweek hike, which I know, Sarah, you're doing tomorrow. No, I don't even, that's not midweek, but just like an after work hike, like Monday yes. through Thursday. That never happens. And we just were like, we got to go do this wildflower hike while the wildflowers be popping off. And so we went and did that. That was probably, okay, now I'm saying everything was a highlight of my week, but just like doing something different that's out of the routine in the middle of the week. Wow. If you ever never tried it, try it, because game changer. I hung out with lots of friends. Also, I started chapbooks. Sarah, I know you're more of a yearly photo book girly, yep. which is kind of has been my plan for the last like 5 years, but I never finish them because I don't keep up with them. Oh my gosh. I know you stay on top of yours. I have a friend that's like, you know.
Oh no, I'm behind. Are you kidding me?
Well, I'm sure hardly compare. Anyway, but like I have a friend that does, you know, like every week she's updating hers. And I love the idea of having like a big old yearly book. But one of my friends that I talked to this week really convinced me to get the monthly chapbooks. And y'all, it's $8 a month. I feel like that's such a good deal. And they're small. They're small little books. They're like 5x5s. But she said that her sister, who's a much more experienced mom, her oldest is probably like 10. She's been doing this ever since her, I would just say 10-year-old. Sorry if I'm wrong. Has been, like, was born. And she says that her nieces pull out these chapbooks all the time and leaf through them and have the best time looking at them. And yeah, I decided to go that route because I'm so far behind in my yearly ones. I'm like, okay, we're just doing this. So stoked about that. My other friend that I was talking to in that same conversation, she has a monthly like subscription where it just sends her, prints out pictures like in regular picture format, and she puts them in albums because she prefers to have just like loose pictures so that like when kids are older they can pass them around, or you could even scrapbook with them or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's fun that like each, again, just like detergent or whatever, every family's just doing what works best for them. But I'm very stoked to get my first few chapbooks because I did January, February, March, and April because I was like, all right, we got to do something for this year. So this week I should get 4 chapbooks, and I think Graham is just going to be stoked to look at those. Yeah, I'm really excited.
No, that's awesome.
My last one I have to share. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think just in general with, I don't know, just people our generation, just like thinking about how many photos we have of our kids on our phones. And I feel like sometimes, at least I feel this way, it can feel hard to like do whatever it is to get them printed in some way, whether that be printing them off at Walmart, Costco, whichever you prefer. Or yeah, or like doing chapbooks. We do, like you said, Grace, we do yearly books, and we do those ones through, why am I forgetting the name?
Shutterfly, right?
Shutterfly.
I think I've asked you before. Yes. Okay, yeah.
So I think like you said, like families are going to do whatever works best for them, and that's great. But I also just think like choosing something and trying to kind of make some sort of promise with yourself, because I feel like, yeah, we just have so many pictures of our kids. And yes, sometimes I find myself like scrolling through looking at old pictures, but my children aren't doing that on my phone, and so having a way for them to look at them.
Yes. Okay, to that point, I don't know how often you guys do this, but this was another Mother's Day wish of mine that we did today, which is just casting old videos, like just screen casting, I mean, onto the TV, old videos. So when Finn was asleep, I feel like I never talk about Finn, by the way. I do have a baby. I call him the baby. So anyway, when the baby was sleeping, I'm like, have I said his name on this podcast? Anyway, when the baby was sleeping, I was like, okay, I want to look through all these old videos of Graham, really, is what we ended up doing today. It could be anything. Like last Sunday, we looked at videos of Skylar and I before we had kids, and Graham loved that. Graham is so hooked. Like, he wants to do this. So we sit on the couch. It must have been an hour. We were just playing all these really sweet videos of him, like ages like 1 and 2. And he was having the best time. He kept being like, is that me or Finn? Is that me or Finn? I'm like, bro, these are all of you. Like, this is you, age 1 and 1. Like, anyway. So that was really fun. So that, you know, that is separate from printing, obviously. But it is something that I'm trying to do, like, as a Sunday activity, is just like, let's just, I don't know. We got a new TV that's making the screencasting so much easier. It's just really fun. Graham enjoys it, and it's like a way for us to kind of look at some of those. So throwing that out there too. People want to do that. Throwing it out there.
That's awesome.
Okay, my last one. I just have to share the song that one of my yoga instructors started our practice off with this week. It is entitled No Diggity. Don't know if you've heard of it. No, it's a cover of No Diggity. It's by Alice Jemima. Y'all, you have to listen to this. I have been listening to it, like, starting my day off with it every single day. I loved it. It was amazing. So listen to that. Alice Jemima, No Diggity. No diggity. All right, Sarah.
I'm trying to, like, imagine what a yoga version of that song would be.
I know. And that's why you just have to listen to it.
Okay.
Okay, let's hear your yays.
All right, so I just want to just briefly touch on Mother's Day. And my Mother's Day was a little different than Grace's. Just my husband worked today. And I feel like, maybe not a husband working per se, but I feel like Mother's Day may not work out as you may hope or, you know, whatever. And I wanted to, like, give myself a good cry. And I turned on the song Growing Up Raising You by Gabby Barrett, speaking of songs. I feel like, yeah. In my mind, I feel like it's kind of like a popular song on Instagram right now. I feel like people are posting, whatever, reels, videos to that song. And it just, you know, reminded me of just how grateful I am that I have my babies and just that I'm able to even be a mom. So if your Mother's Day possibly didn't necessarily turn out the way that you had hoped, I would maybe just encourage you to listen to that song. And if you do start crying, I'm sorry, but I just, like, cry to music really easily and movies. Maybe that's why I don't love movies. But yeah, so I just enjoyed just spending my day with them. And then another just highlight from my week is earlier this week, Colin's nephew in just like a family group chat. He's a senior in high school this year and he lives in Virginia. And he texted everybody letting them know that he's going to Utah State this fall. And so we are super excited to have him just an hour north from us. And so I'm guessing we'll be headed up to Utah State more often than we normally go up there. And we called him immediately because we were, like, so excited. We definitely sounded more excited than he was. That's fine.
He's like, whatever.
But I was like, okay, we're going to rent a boat for you and your new friends to go, like, tubing, water skiing. I was like, we can't probably splurge on, like, a surf boat, but I was like, it's happening. So we have a boat reserved for Labor Day and, you know, we're just trying to be, like, the cool, fun aunt and uncle.
Amazing.
So yeah, I'm excited and I feel like, yeah, like, obviously he lives in Virginia. Don't see him or talk to him very often. So yeah, I'm excited to, I mean, I'm not going to be, like, you know, crazy, like, stalking him to his classes. Like, I have a job, but it's like I dragged the girls up there, like, midweek with me. But yeah, I'm excited to just kind of be a little bit more present in his life.
Yay. That's so fun. That's really, really exciting. Okay. What about nays? Let's hear them.
So I feel like this week, I guess, luckily we could say, I didn't have any huge, like, nay that stood out other than, I mean, I feel like this could likely be a possible nay every week. It's like just having moments throughout my week where I should have been more patient with my oldest specifically, which is a little ironic considering last week was a parenting book. So probably needed to apply some of those things. Need to listen back to the episode again. But yeah, so nothing huge just stood out. Just, yeah, should have been more patient. I can think of one day specifically that I wasn't doing my best, which...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Then I feel like naturally comes like it's not keeping me up at night, the guilt per se, but it's just like, oh man, like I hope that one day isn't what becomes a core memory.
Right. And the thing is, it won't. Like, they're so resilient. In my experience, they really remember the best thing. I don't know. They're resilient. Yeah. They'll be okay.
What about you, Grace?
But I'm with you.
Any nays?
My nay is... I was going to say similar, but I... Kind of, I guess. I'm just, like, this week... I mean, really, it's probably been the past few months, but, like, this week especially, my four-year-old just... is incessantly asking me questions of any nature. Like, what does this mean? What does that mean? Why are you doing that? Why? And it's like, it's interrupted. Like, it's like, I'll be in the middle of a sentence, saying something, and I know when it's coming because this guy builds his vocabulary like nobody's business. Like, he needs to know what every single word means, and then he uses it in a sentence the next day. Like, I mean, he's just retaining everything I say, but he has to know. It's just like constantly interrupting, constantly wondering. And a lot of them are repeat questions, and some of them are really good. Like, he does want to know who's going to be the apex predator when humans die out. I don't have the answer for that. It's a great question.
I don't even know what you just said, to be honest.
He just means, like, are dinosaurs going to come back and be the apex, like, the, you know, the top dog of the animal kingdom?
Like,
I kind of don't think so, unless, like, something, like, evolves back into a dinosaur. I don't really know. And then he's like, well, humans eventually are going to go extinct. I'm like, yeah. And he's like, okay, but who's going to be, like, the apex predator? And I'm like, oh, man, don't know about that. So we just have, like, a lot going on. And, like, Skylar and I cannot even have a conversation without, what does that mean? What are you talking about? Wait, what does that mean? And it's so, like, I know. Do not come for me. I know I'm going to miss it. I know I'm going to miss that little squeaky voice that will not stop asking me questions. But today, especially, I was like, my brain is going to explode. Like, I just, if I can't get through one sentence without a question interrupting me, my brain will pop. It actually didn't, but I thought it was going to. So that's kind of my main nay. Yeah. I am going to focus more on enjoying it. And I do, like, you know, I answer all the questions. Occasionally I'll be like, I don't know. I don't know anything. And then I have that. He's like, yeah, you do. You know a lot of stuff. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then it's just like a long list of all the things I know. Yeah, you told me once that a pine cone is the seed of a pine tree. I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay. So it's just like,
you're like, why did I say that?
Why do I say anything? Like, he retains every little thing I've ever told him. It's so wild. So yeah, I'm tired, but I love it. I appreciate it. I value curiosity. I do. I value, like, in our family motto, we talk about valuing lifelong learning, but wow, it's a lot.
Whew. So are a lot of these questions, though, like, stemming from the podcast he's listening to?
No, he listens to, like, a story podcast. Like, in general, yes, we have listened to, like, some, like, science kids ones and stuff like that. And I would, like, play those podcasts in hopes that they would, like, satiate his curiosity. But no, like, yeah, as you're saying, it just only brings on more questions. But the one that he's been listening to the past couple weeks is just, it's like a story about this little boy named Cairo. And so, no, okay. Nothing to do with that, really. Like, no.
Well, speaking of learning and good books,
segue,
I guess.
Sarah.
I know,
wow,
normally they're not
segue
very good.
Queen.
Do we have book club for one this week?
Oh, don't you know it? You know we do. And this is actually something very unique. This book is a book that I just walked past at the library and picked up and checked out and read the whole thing in like 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
This never happens to me. I have a to-be-read list that's, you know, 4,000 books long. And so it's like kind of actually crazy that I picked up this book and just based on the cover and decided to read it. So yeah, I think that might be a first for me, honestly. And I do mostly audiobooks and or Kindle. So, and but I do, I mean, I do. I love to read a physical book. And so it was quite the treat. Are you ready to hear what it's called?
Yeah.
It's entitled, I Hope This Finds You Well.
It feels vague, but okay.
Do you want a hint?
Like, you just want me to guess what, guess the plot just from that?
Well, I mean, that isn't that the premise? Isn't that the premise of Book Club for One?
Yeah. Okay, I hope this finds you well. Like, is the main character a man or a woman?
A female.
Okay.
I feel like it might be easy for you because you're working girly. Like, do you hear this phrase ever?
I hope this finds you well. No, the emails I get are way more direct.
Okay, okay, but you get that it's an email. Okay, okay. Like, it's like, it's like a common email phrase, I assume. I'm not a working girly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have thought of that until you said...
Okay, okay.
...mentioned work, but it's like, oh yeah, I could see people saying that.
Okay, but... In your world.
Yeah. Okay, so... Working woman.
Working woman. Corporate girly.
Corporate girl. You know, she's probably just, like, busy making deals, getting stuff done. She's irritated by this phrase.
Oh, yes.
And doesn't have time for these common courtesies. Niceties. It's like, nope, right. Let's just, like, get down to business.
Get to the chase. Yeah, that's exactly. All I've got. That's great. That's perfect. Okay, here we go. Actually, so funny. I'm reading the synopsis on Goodreads, and it says that it was a Goodreads Choice Award nominee for Reader's Favorite Fiction last year in 2024. So here's the other thing that's shocking. I feel like no good books are ever checked in at the library. Like, I know that's, like, terrible of me to say, but in my mind, I'm like, anything worth reading is checked out. Like, I just like, because whenever I get online to check out a book, or, like, get on Libby for Audible books or whatever, it's like all the books I want to read, it's like 20-week wait. Okay, great. So I am so skeptical of books that are checked in. But alas, this was a great book. Okay. And this wildly funny and heartwarming office comedy, an admin worker accidentally gains access to her colleague's private emails and DMs and decides to use this intel to save her job. A laugh till you cry debut novel you'll be eager to share with your entire list of contacts. Perfect for fans of anxious people, a very favorite of mine. And Eleanor Oliphant is completely fine, another very favorite of mine. So this is, like, right up my alley. Like, yeah, perfect. So basically it says, as far as Jolene is concerned, her interactions with her colleagues should start and end with her official duties as an admin for Super Shops Incorporated. Unfortunately, her irritating, incompetent coworkers don't seem to understand the importance of boundaries. Her secret to survival, she vents her grievances in petty email postscripts, then changes the text color to white so no one can see. That is... until one of her secret messages is exposed. Her punishment, sensitivity training led by the suspiciously friendly HR guy and rigorous email restrictions. Anyway, so she ends up with an IT mix-up that grants her access to her entire department's private emails and DMs, and she knows she could report it, should report it, but who can resist reading what their coworkers are really saying? Crackling with laugh-out-loud dialogue and relatable observations, I Hope This Finds You Well is a fresh and surprisingly tender comedy about loneliness and love beyond our computer screens. This sparkling debut novel will open your heart to the everyday eccentricities of work culture and the undeniable human connection that comes with it. And this was just fun. This was just a really fun book. It's a little controversial from what I can tell on Goodreads because a lot of the people hated the main character and, like, some choices that she made. And to that I say, like, if you're only reading books with a perfect lead, then what
are you reading? No, there are no perfect people, so it's not even realistic.
That's kind of what I'm like. It's just, she's so human. Totally. She makes a lot of mistakes. She has, like, some major trauma to unpack. She's riddled with anxiety. She's definitely imperfect. But to me, I'm like, she is human. Like, welcome to the human experience. So yeah. I personally really enjoyed it. If you're looking for a perfect main character, then this one's not for you. But I thought it was really fun. It's very much, like, out of my... I don't know much about the corporate world, and it did give me a little bit of The Office, the TV show vibes. Like, you know, there's just those quirky characters. And so that was just, it was just really, really fun, enjoyable. I liked it. I'd probably give it like a 3.5 out of 5. Not life-changing, but very fun. I Hope This Finds You Well by Natalie Sue.
Awesome. When you had mentioned the text to white, like, that's hysterical.
So funny. Well, and of course I didn't read the synopsis, as we know in this podcast, like, I don't, there's something very wrong
with me.
The
first time you read the synopsis is for this podcast.
No, 100%. No, it literally just was like, when it just said, like, we recommend this book for people who like this book and this book, I'm like, oh, well, yeah, those are, like, two of my favorite books, like, hello. But yeah, so I was actually laughing out loud reading, like, she's, like, responding to her coworker's emails, and she's like, by the way, I hate how you blah, 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 blah. And I'm just, like, dying laughing. And then she gets caught, and you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
So, anyway, very funny. Very good. Really enjoyed it. All right, let's get into it, Sarah. Our summer bucket list.
Yes, summer is right around the corner. And
that's wild. How did that happen?
Well, thank goodness. It's coming upon us.
Yeah, I guess. It is. I really hate the heat. I really hate for it to be like over 80 degrees. Like,
well, that's why we go to the water park.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's at least why I go. I feel like yesterday it was 91 degrees.
Oh my gosh.
And I literally thought to myself, why is the water park not open?
I know.
Like, that's where I need to be.
I know.
Not in the backyard. Granted, I could have, like, you know, pulled out. Obviously, not like a full blown splash pad. Let's be real, it's my backyard. But, like, you know, a splash.
Yeah.
Situation. I didn't. Sure. But yeah.
Go for it. Let's hear what you have on your bucket list.
Okay. So I have a few things. Grace did ask me prior to recording. She's like, isn't this the stuff you did last year? Come to find out, it's more like summer traditions for me.
Okay, great.
One thing that I have on my list that we did not do last year was make homemade pizzas and cook them on our smoker. Now, I'm sure lots of people do homemade pizzas on the regular as a family activity. We do not. And so maybe we will start after this. But yeah, I'm excited to do this.
Oh, yeah. So fun. And the smoker? Amazing. Sounds great.
And then another thing I have on my list is going to an air show. And last year we went to the air show, like, actually at the Air Force Base, because that happens every other summer, which means it's not happening this summer. But there is kind of a smaller one that happens, I don't know, half hour-ish south of us. And it's smaller, but it's still fun. Like, kids still get to sit in airplanes and that sort of thing. So we have that on the agenda, as well as, of course, camping in the backyard. We're not huge camping people, at least as of right now with small children. I kind of doubt we will be in the future because that's not really super up my alley. But camping in the backyard was super fun last year.
So let's unpack that.
Okay, I didn't camp in the backyard. Only Colin and Nora did.
I wasn't going to call you out on that. Okay. I mean, I knew that, but I wasn't. No, I was going to unpack, like, what's wrong with camping? I'm just curious. Like, even with little kids, like, we're obsessed. Like, we can't get enough of being in nature. Like, I don't know. Just tell me about that. Do you hate nature?
No, I love nature.
Do you hate the peaceful, relaxing sound of the river running past your campsite?
I love to go hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've just never really gotten into camping. It's like, I like using the bathrooms in my home.
Okay.
I also enjoy washing my face before bed.
Okay. Well, like, at our campsite, there's sinks.
You're not, like, full-blown roughing it.
No. Like, we're at a campground. We are, like, on the river. There's a playground. There's a bathroom with sinks. Like, But you can also wash your face with just, like, water and, like, face wash, like, by your car, right?
I like the sink, though. Like, I like the whole ambiance of, like, the
okay.
sink.
You're, like, really into your, like, okay.
I mean, I don't even have a nice bathroom. Let's just make that clear.
Okay. And you're, like, you're not willing to give that up for a night or two. Okay. Interesting. Okay.
I mean, I'm sure, like, my most positive camping experience is, this was pre-kids. Colin and I went camping outside of Zion at, like, to say camping resort sounds more hoity-toity than it was, but, like, there were real restrooms, sinks. We still slept outside in a tent.
Right.
That was my most positive experience.
Okay.
And maybe it's just because, like, we were really close to a national park, and so it was, like, I like doing, like, hiking. I mean, I like hiking, period. But, like, to just, like, go somewhere and camp, I don't know. Okay. So, yeah, we'll be camping in the backyard.
If we did a poll on this, what's your guess? Like, do you think we'd have 50% Sarah's anti-camping and 50% Grace's love camping? Okay. Also, I do have to throw in there, I don't do any of the work for camping. Like, this is fully a Skylar thing. He does all the packing. He does all the meal prep. He does all the meal planning. Like, all the meal buying.
I think the meal thing is, like, another issue for me. Because I feel like I don't even, like, it's like, I can go to REI and buy those things that you add boiling water to, and we could eat. Live on that for like a couple days.
No. You just get a camp stove. They're so cheap. They're you just get a camp stove, and that the best breakfast of my life are sitting next to the river, eating bacon in the woods?
I don't like bacon, though.
Okay. What? Sarah, okay.
I really don't.
Eggs. What? Cinnamon rolls. Whatever you eat for breakfast. Oh, my gosh. But, like, eggs, bacon, and hash browns with orange juice and, oh, my gosh, with your dirty sweatpants. Oh, can't beat that. We will do a poll because I'm like, who's crazy and who's normal?
Well,
I'm just kidding. No, I get it. I'm not going to pretend I don't understand you not liking it. I really enjoy it. But again, I show up. I don't do any of the work. Skylar is so invested in this that he is Mr. Camping Guy and he makes it fun and comfortable and amazing. So I look forward to it every year.
You should have seen just how long it took us to put the tent together in our own backyard.
Okay.
I mean, Colin did Boy Scouts growing up, so it's like, I can only imagine he camped a bunch, but it's like, this is definitely not a passion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that
of makes like a difference. Anyone right. in this household. But yeah, no, I'd love to do a poll. I feel like I've had an itch for a poll, so this sounds great.
Oh, perfect. Okay, great.
Yeah, and I would anticipate it'll likely just be Colin and Nora camping out again in the backyard, just because I feel like Shay is, in my opinion, kind of, I guess not for all you experienced campers, but in my opinion, Shay, like, I don't know. I feel like she needs to be in her own bed. So it'll probably just be me and Shay sleeping in the house.
Okay. If I tried to camp in the backyard, like, I would just, like, I'd be like, my bed's right there. There's no reason. Like, I'd be like, I'm going into my bed. Like, if I'm that close to my bed, I'm sleeping in my bed. I just am. But as a kid, we totally would. We would camp out in the backyard. We slept on the trampoline every night in the summer. Like, we had the best time doing that. So as a kid, I get it. As an adult, heck no. If I'm that close to my bed, I'm getting in it.
So
that's my take.
We'll also be doing s'mores in the backyard as well.
Right, of course you have to.
And then other than that, the other things on my list, go out for ice cream. I feel like that was something that was special as a kid. If I ever asked if we could go out for ice cream, the answer was a hard no. But then I feel like there would just be like a random night or two in the summer where it's like, you know, I'm already ready for bed, I've got my jammies on and all that, and then my parents would be like, all right, we're gonna get in the car and go get ice cream. And so
that's super fun.
That was just like a fun thing from my own childhood. And then obviously like 4th of July stuff, go to parade, watch fireworks, and lots of playing in the water, whether that be splash pad or the water park.
Amazing. Perfect. A perfect summer.
What about you, Grace? What do you guys have?
I think we kind of thought about this differently. I was like trying to think of things that I don't usually do, but one of those, really the only one that I came up with, was doing a lemonade stand. And I think this would be fun to have all the kids in the cul-de-sac be involved in. I'm not really sure how to do that, and I haven't talked to moms about that yet. But I just think they would love this. They already set up little booths for us to come and get tattoos from them, and they just, like, draw on us. And they, like, made a sign, like, open and closed, and they, like, put the sign to open when they're sitting in the front yard to get little tattoos. I just think they would love it. They would love making actual money. We would just go to the edge of our cul-de-sac where there's like a busier street out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I want to build a little lemonade stand. So
that'd be so cute.
That's kind of one of the main things. But yeah, otherwise.
Question.
Please.
Did you ever do a lemonade stand as a kid yourself?
Oh my gosh. In the summer, like every week, every Saturday. Oh, all the time. And you want to know what else I sold? Cookies. My art. I would literally draw pictures and sell art. I lived on a busy street. I did. I lived on the, like, the main street of my town. And I was, you know us. We're, the Holloways are entrepreneurs. They're not messing around. We're just like,
that's so true. Anything.
Yeah, my dad has pictures of me sitting at a little stand in front of our house as probably like, I'd say like a 3-year-old selling my art. But yeah, my dad taught us very young. He was like, okay, I'll give you, you know, $10. When you're all done, I expect the $10 back and you can keep your profit. And so that's how we did it. We'd go and buy our ice and cups. And, you know, I think we probably usually just did like a powder that you mix with sugar. I don't know what we did. But yes, I have done one many, many, many times.
I think this could be another good poll because I'm just curious. I have never done a lemonade stand. And so that's not on my list for my family. I think just, I mean, I'm not saying you have to be experienced in the lemonade business to have a stand with your children, but I think I also, like, never wanted to do one as a kid because I think, and I think this fear still stands and why I'm not, like, suggesting it to Nora, is I have this fear of, like, what if no one stops? Which, you know, that's fine. You know, if, like, as the mom, I lose my $10 or whatever and we're not successful. But I just feel like I'd feel so sad if Nora's out there and like never made a sale.
Yeah, I mean, I guess depending on your location.
Maybe that's how you like get grit though.
And honestly.
Maybe it'd be good for her.
Yeah, I'm all about gritty kids for sure. But it's like, it makes it so exciting. Like, it's like if three people stop, they are still, like I remember being like, yeah, like jumping up and down. Like, it's just like so exciting. It probably does depend on the location. You would have to go out, like.
Of my neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, like to get the business. But then it's like, oh, bummer, we tried our best. I don't know. I get being sad too. Like, I think it's like, oh, sorry.
I feel like I'd probably start crying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I don't think you're cut out to be the lemonade stand, Mom. I don't think it's for you.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
That's fine. That's totally fine. Another thing I was kind of thinking about is like not bucket list, but like things I need to stock up on. And that is popsicles, because the kids running in and out of my house all day long will eat like 10 popsicles each all day long. And I just like to get, it's not the Otter Pop brand, but it's like the Otter Pop style. And it's literally just, they're like super fruit ones, I think. I get them at Costco and I love it because it's just juice. Like it's like actual, mm-hmm. just like fruit juice.
Yeah.
Frozen, you know. And so I just pass those out to a billion children running around bare feet, tracking and wet grass through my house. And then I'm a water balloon mom. I know there's one of my neighbors who's like, nope, I'm not dealing with the trash in my yard. Don't care. I do not care. I'm like, I will get those bunch of balloons and fill up 400 water balloons and laundry baskets for all the neighborhood kids to come over and throw water balloons at each other. That's something else I got stuck up on.
Not so fun.
I just don't really, like, it doesn't bother me. I'm like, it's a kid yard.
It doesn't bother me.
It just doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
And like my lawnmower honestly picks up a lot. Like, you know, I have the kids, I'll be like, all right, everyone pick up 20 pieces of trash before you get your popsicle or whatever, you know, like pick them up a little bit. But I am not like, okay, we've got to make sure every little tiny piece of plastic, like, it just doesn't bother me. So I was thinking I got to stock up on those two things. Bubbles I need to stock up on. I guess those are the main things that come to mind. But that kind of stuff, I don't know, my regular summer day is like, yeah, it's not, I mean, it is exciting in the sense that, like, I'm going to miss it so badly in 30 years. But, like, yeah, it's just the kids go in and out and it's just hot. And when it's too hot, everyone comes in, you turn on a movie or what. Well, I don't know how that'll go this summer, but, you know, it just chill. So I guess what I'm saying is I don't have a huge bucket list. The other thing I thought of, every fall we used to go to the Hot Air Balloon Festival in Park City, but they have done away with that. So this summer I need to figure out a different Hot Air Balloon Festival, and there's a few in the area. So that's something that we really enjoy. You just get up at the butt crack of dawn and bundle up, grab breakfast on the way, and watch them fill up those gorgeous, massive hot air balloons. So
I'm adding that to my list.
That's super fun.
Stealing it.
Yeah, put that on your list. Yeah, so fun. And then, you know, I'm going to take advantage of the memberships that I have to, like, children's museums and aquariums and all the things, because it's going to be hot. I'm going to want to be, yeah, pretty much in the water or inside. I mean, those are the options. So, well, happy summer. I'm excited because my husband will be home, and you're excited because you won't be working. So
yes.
That's great news.
So excited. So excited. Yeah, just be home 24/7. It's going to be great. Yeah,
it's a good time.
All right. Should we switch up our dinner rotation?
Let's do it. What you got for us?
All right.
Ooh, we both have shrimp in ours.
Okay. Well, guess who put theirs first?
Well, I know you did. I didn't look at it when I put mine there, but it's totally separate. This is totally different.
At least it's not like the same. I didn't click on your link. So yeah, I'm excited.
No, yeah. It's two different recipes, but it's shrimp week, y'all. Unplanned shrimp week.
And don't know if it's still the case, but at the time, shrimp was cheaper at Costco. So let's keep that in mind.
Let's keep that in mind, people.
Okay. So mine is a baked garlic shrimp scampi, and this one, you bake it all in the oven and then just add your pasta at the very end. So in the oven, you're going to put your shrimp, obviously, garlic butter, lemon juice, red pepper flakes, if your family can handle it. Mine can't. Salt, pepper, and some seafood broth. Which I feel like seafood, like I feel like normally if we have this recipe, we normally have it like 2 weeks in a row, just because seafood broth personally is not a staple in my home. And so I don't want it to go to waste. Yeah. So when we have this, we normally have it 2 weeks in a row. And so you just bake all that at 400 until your shrimp is cooked. So like 12-ish minutes, add your pasta and some heavy cream, Parmesan cheese, parsley, and stir it on up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super good. And I normally also just buy like the box mix of the Red Lobster rolls from the store. Ooh, and it's dang. Like full-blown Red Lobster over here.
Amazing. Mine is my favorite salad of all time. I make this all the time because it's so good. This link is kind of weird. It's like I originally saw this as a TikTok. So when I make it, I just watch the TikTok to refresh my memory. But there is a link here. It's just a salad. It's apparently like a really popular salad at some restaurant in LA. I watched it because someone asked Rob Lowe in an interview, what's your favorite meal in LA or whatever? And this is what he said. It's the palm style Gigi salad. And it's just like a really simple vinaigrette and lettuce. And you just put tomato, green beans, eggs, red bell pepper, avocado, shrimp, and bacon on it. And it is killer. It's so good. It's so good. And it's one of those things where I just like leave everything off and everyone puts whatever they want on their salad. Skylar doesn't like the vinaigrette. Graham pretty much will just eat 5 avocados and call it good. But yeah, it's great. It's great. Highly recommend. And everything keeps, as long as you're not like making it all together in one big salad, everything right. just keeps well in little containers. And we just had it for a couple lunches after and it was great.
Nice. Who is Rob Lowe?
Oh, he's a very famous actor.
Okay.
Not to roast you. No, I'm just kidding. Our generation probably mostly knows him from Parks and Rec.
Oh, I've seen that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's the really healthy, upbeat guy. What's his name?
On brand then with the salad.
Yeah, for sure. You know who I'm talking about,
I
know. Right?
Once you said healthy, I knew who you're talking about.
Yeah, I can't remember his name on the show. Sorry, people are screaming at us, but... my mom was obsessed with him in high school. I don't know what he was in when they were younger, but yeah. And now he does like a bunch of TikToks with his son, I feel like, and they're just cute.
Cute.
So yeah, love Robbie.
Alrighty, well, I think that's all that we have for you this week on Full Time Moms. Thank you so much for joining us. And as a reminder, please follow or subscribe to the show and give us a 5-star rating and review so we can grow our community. We'll catch up again next Wednesday. Until then, we're rooting for you.
You go, girl.